There's also, within a year from now, there's going to be an immense underwater earth, under ocean earthquake causing another tsunami. Since the last time we spoke, I had told you there would be another one, but not as bad as that one before.
Well, we just had another one.
We just had it. Matter of fact, we've had two since then, since the last time I spoke to you. But there's going to be this next one, and gosh, it's going to affect so many nations in the Pacific.
We'll talk about some earth changes next hour, Father. Mm-hmm. What was kind of frightening about your prediction was that the timeline, again, you talked about it in March of 2005. You said it would happen no later than 2009, where 30%...
Everything is still pointing to that.
All right, 30% of the U.S. population, you say, will die before the invaders are stopped outside of Omaha. Some of the greatest losses in Texas and the southern half of the country.
Within the six-month period of time that they will occupy the country, or this conflict will go on, we'll lose about a third of the population.
Do we push them out eventually?
Actually, it's a divine intervention that stops it. Matter of fact, this is actually written in George Washington's memoirs and his diary. But see, it's not just the United States that's going to be invaded, and it's just the United States that's going to have wars. This is actually a kind of a preempto of the Third World War. This is not the Third World War. The Third World War will actually come 2 years later. But this invasion here will also include some conflicts throughout Europe, which will be an effort of discouraging those countries from coming to our aid. We'll be left alone. No one will help us. England will try to do a little bit. They'll give up and stop in a hurry. France is just going to throw their arms up and say, Vive la France, and, you know, that's it. So
how will this invasion occur, Father? I mean,
they're going to come from north, south, east, and west, basically on commercial airlines. Always during this holiday seasons, there is an immense, large increase of additional flights from all the different airlines, coming overseas back and forth. Because of just people coming home for the holidays from Europe, or people going overseas, and so on. So what they're going to do, once we get our troops deployed so far,
and still so spread out,
and then they're going to have the United States terribly confused and anger by our one of our ships having been sunk. That there's going to be this rally, and all this attention going towards those things, that they will basically just come in early one morning on these commercial airline flights. That's why I tell people, go and rent the movie The Red Dawn. It's not a perfect example of it, but it's an immensely good example of how they're going to actually just come in this form. Also, they'll try to come in over the Canadian border with their fighters and bombers. The American Air Force will stop most of them, but they're going to devastate Chicago and Detroit. Montreal is going to be devastated during that time period.
Gosh,
too.
I sure hope you're wrong.
I wish I was. But of all the different mystics around the world that I've contacted, and even asked the ones in Africa, Dominic in Africa and the other mystics there, and the ones in South America, and go and ask them and say, what do you know about this and this and this? And they just kind of shake their heads and roll their eyes, and they say, the great America will go to its knees.
Now I know why you prefaced all this by saying, you don't have to believe me.
Yeah. Because I'm not trying to cause panic. I'm not trying to get everybody to go nuts and go out and start buying bomb shelters and so on.